Rusty Quill presents.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Motsi. What you're about to hear is some audio from our very first live show at Fan Expo Canada 2023. We performed Remind Me to Tell You Later, Tick Tick, in front of a live audience. Now, for context, you should be able to listen to the recorded version of this episode anywhere you listen to podcasts. It is Remind Me to Tell You Later, Tick Tick, episode 13.5, under Hainai. But what you'll be hearing today is the intro and Q&A we had with our audience that give some context to the story, as well as some mysteries from the episode that may not have been clear the first time around. So if you're interested in listening to myself, Abigail, who plays Laura, and Leon, who plays Donner, chat about Hainai and behind-the-scenes work and all the work that goes into the storytelling, and if you'd like to watch our entire one-hour live show, it's part of our exclusive content on our Patreon, patreon.com/hainaipod, that's H-I-N-A-Y-P-O-D. You can access it even at the lowest tier, so if you're interested in checking out our live show as well as other bonus perks, come join our Patreon. We sincerely appreciate your patience as we prepare our big announcement and the commencement of Act 3. We have a lot of brand new episodes for you to enjoy, and we cannot wait to share them with you. But in the meantime, enjoy our unedited Fan Expo banter. And as always, thank you. We love you. And hanggang sa muli.
Yeah. You all have to look at them at the same time.
Yeah,
no, it'll really add ambience. It. Like,
just, yeah. Yeah, the back one's perfect. Fine. They, exactly. Yeah, then people can wander in.
Yeah, you're just like, hello. Right. Who are you?
Look, see?
See, like, talk to everybody.
Fun fact, because we have a small but wonderful audience, everyone gets a free bit of art at the end of the show. So
yeah.
We have some prints to give out for coming. That's our thank you. We do have one more minute.
We have one more minute. Mots, like, talk about, I guess, this and how it all started and where we are. And also, hi, everyone.
Yes. Hi, everyone. So this is Hainai. It is a Filipino-led horror podcast set in Toronto. Today's episode is called Tick Tick, which is about a Filipino creature called Tick Tick, which is louder when it's farther away and quieter when it's closer. So we're going to try to get that feel. I'll see what I can do with my little volume control over here. And the main character, you'll hear a little bit of her at the beginning, Mary, and another main character, Laura, are going to be talking about it. Mary's going to be remembering her time in the Philippines and her cousin's encounter with a tik-tik. So that's going to be fun. You can listen to most of our episodes online for more ambiance, but for now, we can actually start the episode. So we'll give you a recorded intro to set the mood. Wait, let me play you the ending song. Sorry about that.
But thank you. Outro.
Yes, there is an ending song. Let's go here, if I can find it. Is it playing? No, it's not. Why is it? Oh, right.
Learn it.
Right. One sec. Sorry. A little bit scuffed here.
No,
we're not getting there. I'm so sorry.
But if you Welcome go online, you'll podcast.
Yeah. If you hear, listen to the online version, you might hear. So yes, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that little bit. It was, you know, it wasn't perfect, but I think we did a pretty okay job. And you can actually, you can ask us questions about the show. If you, we still have. We have a lot of time, actually. We are going to give everyone free art, so we're going to do that right now. But if you have questions, let us know, and we could probably get somebody, like, we could probably get that mic to go. I should be able to access this. Sorry, one sec. But yes, everybody, hello. Thank you so much for listening to this Hainai live show, the first of its kind ever. So hopefully we didn't do too badly. Thank you so much for coming to sit down and listen. So the episode Tik Tik is specifically about a Filipino creature called a Tik Tik. And as we said before, it is a creature that is loud when it's when it's far and quiet when it's near. And it makes a horrible, horrible little ticking sound that sounds something like this. So if you ever hear that anywhere near where you live, run.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. it's kind of nice because this is like one of the episodes because we have our own like generally episodic monster of the week kind of thing. So this is one of the episodes that kind of explained what was going on. So my character that I normally voice, Donner, detective, really good friends with Laura and Mari. And we kind of like solve these crimes. So there are certain... episodes we've done like this where it's kind of like explaining what the monster of the week is before we have like a full-on monster of the week episode where we go on our detective hunts and, you know, save the city of Toronto from evil, I guess. I don't know.
Debatable how much is gets saved, but yes.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of savings. A lot of things go bad.
A lot of things go really bad, actually.
A lot of ghosts kill a lot of people, and how good are we at our jobs?
We're doing our best. Exactly. We're doing our best.
You know, some people don't die, so that's how good it is, actually.
Some people don't die.
That's a pretty good metric, right?
Right? The main characters, they don't die. They're good.
Yeah, the main characters don't die. Well,
people.
Maybe. Well, I gotta stop there.
Perish.
Yes, so do you have any questions? We do have, like, oh, yes. Absolutely. Please do. Yeah, you have the microphone. Go ahead.
It's not really much of a question, but I just wanted to tell you there's also like a creature in Ethiopia called a dik-dik. And so when you were talking about it, I was like struggling to. I'm Ethiopian as well. And it's a real creature that's like a small little deer.
Oh, the deer!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Little tiny horns.
So
on
So much less horrifying.
Yeah, imagine that, but hanging from the ceiling, now. Trying to eat a baby. If that wasn't clear, it's trying to eat the baby. D with a D, dik dik.
Yeah, it's the same. Yes, it's literally dik dik. And then also, there's a webtoon that has. Different folklore and monsters and stuff from all over Asia and all over the world, and I just wanted to recommend that because it's really cool. And your podcast also, like, I didn't understand the structure until you just explained it. So it's more of like a
We do have like an overarching story,
okay,
but there's these spin-off episodes,
all right,
where sometimes you in the podcast, tell, yeah, in the story, someone will make an offhand comment, mm-hmm, about something else. So we put together like a spin-off that's like, remind me to tell you next time. And those are the stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so you follow through with what you kind of promised.
Yeah, they're kind of like little info sessions for the podcast. If you listen to the podcast and you're like, I don't know what this is, or if someone says something offhand like, oh, I once did this before, mm-hmm, or I once did that before, but they stop there and you don't learn anything about it, it's probably going to be in the spinoff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely, yes.
I'll just ask one question.
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
How do you, well, like, are you Filipina?
I am, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I can understand that you probably already know all of this, like, but do you have to like ask around and like gather more folklore in your community, or like is it all from stuff you've heard?
A little bit of both. I mean, we all know like different stories. We all like a lot of these I've made up, but a lot of them are also like urban legends I grew up with. We have one about like if you're riding in a Jeep and you see your reflection has no head or that sort of thing, or like if there's some
really
like
spooky stuff,
yeah, and like there's a horrible demon baby that will cry to get your attention and trick you into saving it. So like things like that, like you hear it as you grow up. And I think my nanai, my mom, so that's what hainai is, it's like hi mom. But like my nana in particular liked to tell me creepy stories when I was younger. I didn't realize it until I was older. I was just like, you know, that probably isn't a normal amount. But a lot of Filipinos have parents who tell them the creepy stories, and they are fun. A lot of them are very common. Some of them are more regional, but it depends on the person. So sometimes I do ask people, but sometimes it's just things that I've heard over time or things that I've read online or like in books and stuff.
Yeah. I'll also interject because, like, our cast is extremely diverse. Like, my parents are Jamaican. I was born in England. We have Adil, who's from Mauritius.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Indian has Mauritian ties to, like, the Nordic areas and, like, part Asian as well. And a lot of the time when we're working on scripts, a lot of Motsi's questions and research is, hey, like, what would you call your grandmother in this context, right? Mm-hmm. So me having like Jamaican backgrounds, like there's sometimes that like my character will kind of dip into patois and talk about like, oh, my nan did this or my grandma did this. And we talk about different things, and we've had different languages come in. Adil, who's not here at the moment, is from Mauritius. So he speaks a lot of Mauritian Creole. So his character will jump back and forth, and he'll bring a lot of the folklore from like different parts of the world. So even though it is mainly Filipino based, because our characters are all entering that space, and in real life, honestly, entering that space coming from a different culture and how we assess that, it really helps kind of like ground our characters and understanding where Filipino folklore is coming from, which I mm-hmm. think really kind of helped. And Monty's really good at making sure that we are on point with that.
Yeah, it's been really fun. And also, like, recently I even asked Adil, like, oh, hey, Adil, how did this character's parents die? And he's like, oh, this, and he had an answer on hand. He was like, oh, yes, the extremists of this particular area of the world. And I'm like, oh, that's very political. Thank you. I love it. I'm just going to write it down now. So, because Hainai is also very political. A lot of it is very Filipino context, but like, in ways that I think are very real to a lot of people. And I think the fun thing about the horror in Hainai is that we do have, you know, creepy monsters and stuff. But if you notice in this one, I don't know if you picked it up because like the Don seemed very angry. He's just a rich man with a dynasty of like a family dynasty of politicians. And he was very much, whatever was going on, he was very much had a hand in it. So the horror is not that there is a monster, although that is pretty creepy. It is that this rich politician tried to off this family and has been trying for a while to acquire their land. And like, I don't know if you picked that up, but there you go. That's a little bit. Yep. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Before my question, yeah, I want to compliment that. Like the idea that it raises like so many questions. Like, why does a Don have a tick for hire?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna tell you the truth. He didn't even hire the tick-tick's just there. What he has is something called, and this is so esoteric, it's called Sigben. So that's a completely different monster.
Is that the one?
The thick dick came for the baby. Yeah. The thing that was trying to throw itself against the door is a completely different monster called the Sigben, which is known to be owned by rich families. So I didn't explain that, but there you go. That's the background.
Some lore.
Yeah. So like the Sigben, is that like normal Filipino like thing? Because sometimes I know some and some I don't.
Oh yeah, the Sigben is also a Filipino monster, but that one is directly related to like rich families who can own them. They put them in these pots. So you had a description of a pot, and the weird dog thing in the car. That was the Sigben. So it's, I don't explain a lot, but I do explain, I think, just enough for the story.
I'm
also trying to write some like Filipino-related fiction
chat
too.
Later, yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can add that to my notes.
We can definitely talk. Yeah, I have so many in my brain that yeah.
Oh, so I did have a question though, related to like the main podcast plotline.
Yes.
So what were some inspirations in like creating that lore?
Ooh, fun. I've been getting into Toronto history. That's been super fun.
We've done a lot of ghost stories.
We've done a lot of, like, I've learned way more than you would expect an immigrant to learn about 1970s Toronto and also 1920s Toronto. So, like, and it's fun because Toronto does a really good job of, like, recording its history. So when I'm looking into it, I'm like, oh, that's so interesting. Like, this immigrant population in the ward, like, back in, like, the early... I think about that. I'm like, oh, these are the first ever, like, transportation system was built by, like, black business workers in, like, the late 1800s. Like, stuff like that. So I like to put that in there. That's kind of my inspiration as well. Like, old, creepy Toronto... And sometimes just normal stuff, like everyday Toronto, like fire alarms keep going off in our building. And so I put that into an episode. At one point, one of the ICE condos just had a elevator full of blood and it was never explained. And I was just like, you know, that's also in our episode. That's
putting that in.
Yeah, exactly.
So some of it's just like Toronto.
Yeah, some of it's just Toronto. Like typical, just like inspiration.
Day in life.
Somebody screaming Toronto in the middle of the night. I'm like, yeah, so let's write that down.
Yeah,
so.
Toronto's haunted.
Toronto's haunted. Mega haunted.
So yeah, lots of different stuff. And just, yeah, overarching plot about, how do I describe it? Like, how capitalism ruins everything. That's not, well, anyway. Yes, any other questions? Yes. Yeah, oh, you asked a question. Microphone. Okay, perfect. You already asked, like...
Oh, perfect.
Okay, awesome.
Someone at the back here, though, had their hands.
Yes, I don't know if the mic's going to reach that far.
You want to come this way?
Come on up if you want.
Closer, yes.
One of the two.
We don't
and
bite.
I know many of you are just waiting for the free art, so...
we'll get to that
shortly, but yes.
Hi.
Hi.
So, first off, fire alarm's always going off. I feel that.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Also... the story about the tick-tick finally reminded me about why my parents always told me to stop clicking my tongue.
Yes. It's creepy, isn't it?
Filipino parents hate that. They never tell you why until like...
now you get
yeah,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I had to say. It's just like weird childhood trauma.
There you go. Now you know. Context now. I have many answers. I actually grew up in the Philippines. I moved here in 2018. So very recently. And yes, so I did put a lot of kind of my own experiences into Mary, although she is her own, very much her own separate character for many reasons you will learn if you listen to the podcast. If y'all have any other questions, but I will bring out, or we want to start distributing the free art because to thank everyone for coming, because this is amazing. This is actually an amazing turnout for like what we were expecting. And here, I'll play this music as we give away the, because we do have to like clear out soon-ish, but not yet. I will play this music.
Maybe some introductions.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even
introduce
you. Before
we end, so that you know who we are.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Kind of put the cart before the horse there. So I'm Motsi. I made this podcast. I also play the main character, Mary. And the character of Maddie is that she has a babaylan or shaman mother. And she moved to Canada just to become a permanent resident, just because. And she... ends up saving somebody, Laura, from a horrible, rotting, supernatural creature that almost kills her. And it starts this chain of events where Mary helps these two supernatural detectives, Donner, and Murphy, Basically, they've been trying to chase down what has been going on for years, and they have to figure that out. And that's the overarching plot. We are now in Act 2. Act 3 is coming in September, and we had a huge... Yes, you have...
Oh, yeah, we had a huge announcement that apparently I'm not allowed to talk about.
Yeah,
we did have an announcement, and then...
And then they told us,
and then they told us we were not allowed to make that announcement. So dang. If you follow us on social media, there is a big announcement
in
coming in September.
Yep. But
we're just not allowed to talk about it. We thought we were going to be able to, but now we're not.
Oh, yes. I told you.
One person knows.
Told one person.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have told her, but I did.
Tuned.
So the rest of you don't know, though. But yes, and yes, you go.
My name's Abigail, and I voice Laura. And Monty gave a great introduction of how our two characters meet. And Laura is a 6 foot tall, axe wielding lesbian, and she, you know, I mean, she's always a lesbian, but she becomes that way, axe wielding. Because of what happens to her in the apartment building, she starts to feel really helpless. So she combats that by getting buff.
Yeah, she gets really jacked.
She's the barbarian, basically, of the Scooby gang. And she's so much fun. And I like what Leon said about, like, we all kind of have little, like, bits of ourselves into the character. You know, Motsy will give us, like, tiny little questions to pose. Like, oh, what do you think, like, Laura's favorite food is? Or, like... How does Laura do her hair? Like, Monty gives us a lot of, like, input into how our characters would be, which is great. Laura's favorite food is, like, comfort food, like fried chicken and,
yeah
poutine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mary's favorite food is milk tea. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. My name's Leon Johnson. Nice to meet everyone here. My character is Donner. So he is a...
No first name. Redacted.
Yeah, redacted first name.
He's very much like a hard ass, but also like super serious. But when he makes a joke, no one really takes him seriously kind of thing. So he's kind of a guy to like make a joke and everyone's like, we don't know if you're joking or not because you're just deadpan detective, always trying to like follow the books and go that line. He is... A very similar background to me. Like, his parents are from Jamaica and then moved to Canada, but I went from England to Canada, so it was a whole thing.
There was an extra step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, I guess, that Toronto Jamaican mentality, especially immigrant mentality, and kind of like a lot of other characters, like a lot of childhood trauma that determines how they view horror and monsters and demons and all that stuff that mm-hmm. has kind of led him down this path that has made him met this shaman to help solve and fight crimes with his partner Murphy, mm-hmm. who is played by Ed, who isn't here.
Not here.
And just being a very hard-ass detective seems to be the MO for Donner, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for me, just a lot of it is be as like serious kind of mentality as possible, but, you know, still have room for jokes and laughter, and which is difficult because I'm very much not serious as a human being.
I told him to become like the most deadpan character.
Yeah.
He's like, why?
Right. So no, it's a great opportunity to kind of be a part of learning not only about Filipino culture, but kind of, you know, acting in a way where my character is also learning alongside these things as me in real life, being like, I didn't know what a tikbalong is, but I guess now I know.
Exactly.
And I have to research it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So okay, we're on our last 5 minutes.
Yes.
Let's start giving out the art, and
so
I will play
some.
Oh
art.
Yes, one last question. Go ahead. In this story,
the question was, do Filipino monsters exist in Toronto as well? If
yes.
No one heard that.
So in this story, you'll have to listen to the podcast to find out.
I remember.
Yes, last one, yes.
Any of our names.
Oh, experience voice acting. Not necessarily. Yeah.
All of us have acting experience.
Ish.
We were talking earlier. I have theater experience. A few of us have theater experience. This is our most, for the most part, most of our first like voice acting stint.
Yep. Yeah. I work in animation. I've worked in it for a long time, but I've never done like voice acting for animation, but I always learn from animation is why I like to make it very animated in how I like portray characters.
When we record our episodes, because we're all from like different parts of the GTA, so when we record our episodes, we just do it over Zoom. And I'm so happy that we get to do even that, though, because like just having like not necessarily a voice acting background, but just an acting in general background, it's really nice to be able to react to everyone. You know, like there's been a couple times where maybe like one of us has a scheduling issue and we just have to record our lines separately. But it's nice to be able to like at least react to everyone else.
Especially like telling Motsi that like we've gotten better over time. So like when we have an idea of what our character sounds like from episode one, and then we get better at voice acting and emotions and emulating and all that stuff. And then by the time you get to the recent episode, you're like, oh, wait, that doesn't sound
like him anymore.
It used to, like, because I know how to enunciate things now because I'm not just mumbling into a microphone kind of thing. So.
Oh, yeah. And when I first started, I didn't even have a microphone. I have a fancy microphone now, but I didn't have a microphone when we first started. For like the first 2 years, I didn't have a microphone. So I would record all my lines on my voice recorder on my phone, but with a yarn ball on the end of it to try and take out some of the background noise. So I just sit there on Zoom, like talking into a yarn ball.
That's why we're lo-fi. Yeah.
That's why we're lo-fi. We're very lo-fi. Talking to the yarn the whole time. Now I have a real microphone.
Fully on purpose, not because we all had scuff setups and whatever.
Motsi would have like a microphone like this that she would hold to her mouth with like in a duvet over my head. Duvet over her head. And you just, and like sometimes she wouldn't have like her camera under there with her, so you'd just see like a duvet mound.
Sometimes it's like the duvet over the laptop with like a flashlight there.
Sometimes the duvet over the laptop so you could see her, but most of the time it would just be like a mound of blanket that you were like acting to.
Yeah, act against
like talking at a duvet. So we've come a long way. Really, I have a microphone now.
Yeah, we've come a long way. We have a microphone. We're at a live show. Can we've somehow gotten through it. But yes, Hainai is available on all platforms and YouTube. And you can listen to us from start to finish. Super fun. We're going to give you the stuff now because we're 1 minute away.
So thanks everyone for coming out.
We finally have the ending song here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We'll start giving away. Where's the thingy? There we go.
Yeah. You can come up. Just grab your stuff.
Yeah, you can come up and grab a print if you would like
a print. You have choices too. It's great.
Yeah, there's like a variety.
Okay. So we have...
You're listening to Hainai by Motsi Dapul.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.